Simon Tofresh Nun Aleph, and we started yesterday with Siv Gimel. Let's carry on from there. Siv Gimel, Ityad, a left-handed person. You said you're left-handed? Are you completely left-handed? Yeah, completely left-handed. Ityad, Noitel Lulav Biamin Kol Odom. So, with regards to a left-handed person, where is all the Esrik, where is all the Lulav? So the Shulchan Aruch says, and Paskins, Ityad, a left-handed person, Biamin Kol Odom, the Esrik Bismol Kol Odom. The Lulav should be on the hand that is for everybody else, the right-hand side, i.e., the left hand, and the esrik on the left hand side of everybody else, which is basically, you should basically change. That's probably, I'm sure, what you do. Why the bossa yeminu smol, the almas lino veloy bossa yeminu smol didei. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says, v'yesh ayim das lino bossa yemin didei. So he said, it's a machloik Shulchan Aruch Rama, as to whether you put the left handed, whether you put the esrik on the left hand, or you put the esrik on the right hand. It's a machloik Shulchan Aruch Rama. And it remains a machlokes. V'yesh litol halulav biyamin didei. The Rama says you should take the lulav on your right hand. Ve'esek b'smol didei. V'chein nuagu v'chein ikar. And that is the minhag. V'im hepach yotzal. The Rama does say that if you did the wrong way around, you are still yotze according to the Rama as well. So but you have your yotze either way. V'shalit b'shtei yotov. Somebody who can control both hands equally. Then the halacha is noit halulav biyamin ve'esek. Then you should take the lulav on the right hand side, esrik and esrik b'smol kol adam. That's what the Rama. How do you do it? Lulav on the left, right. There is an interesting. That's the Rama. Yeah, the interesting shaila that Reb Shlomo Zalman was asked was with regards to a rav. Very interesting shaila. A Rav who is left-handed, a left-handed Rav, what do you think about that? And there is something about it.
Everyone watches him.
Exactly. Everybody watches him. So the Shlomo Zalman has a very serious tzad, and it sounds like he paskins like that at the end, that because everybody is watching the Rav, it could be that he should do like everybody else, even if he's left-handed. Based on the fact that it's a machloikus, Shulchan Aruch Rama, and either way, a yoytze b'di'evet, so he says, at least for the Halel and for the Nanuim, he should do like everybody else. He should do like a right-handed person, because that otherwise you'll confuse the majority, a big part of the community. That's what Shlomo Zalman paskins. I think that's really interesting. Shlomo Zalman paskins like that. Now, Sholit Bishtei Yodov is somebody who can do all the melachas with both hands. What about my grandmother? Because my grandmother, Leoshan, was really interesting. She came from a very aristocratic family, and in Hungary. And when she was born in 1912, and my grandmother, she was very interesting. She did some things with the right hand and something with the left hand. So I asked her once, why is that? So she explained to me that really, because when she was cutting, she cut with the left hand, and when she was cooking and busy in the kitchen, everything was with the left hand, but writing, she wrote with the right hand. So I asked her, why is that? And she explained to me that it was not considered in the aristocrat. The same with you? Really? So you do everything with your left hand besides writing? Who is that? Really? That's very negative tefillin indeed. So is that really, you were trained into using the right, really, because it wasn't considered acceptable. It wasn't appropriate. It wasn't, really, really. Really. So what would be the halacha then for a person like that? Does it go according to... So the Mishnah Berurah is very interesting. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mechav says, "V'shol b'shtayot v'yotzelam ha'sha'osi kol ha'malachas b'shneim shave b'shave." He said it must be that you do equally. Shol b'shtayot. The definition of a shol b'shtayot is somebody does all the malachas equally with the right and the left hand. Kol ha'malachas, all the work that you do with both hands. Avolim neikel loylaso is b'smoil. If it's just easier, some things are easier with the left hand side. That doesn't make you necessarily. That's what the Mishnah will pass in Tziv Kotten Chof. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Dalet. Adam she'en lo yad rachmona, it's not a person who hasn't got a hand. Noite lulav bizroi oi. You should take the lulav with your arm. V'chena esrig and the esrig as well. There is a chiddush There's a chiddush here. It could even be with the armpit, the Mishnah Berurah says. That the Mishnah Berurah explains that the chiddush of it is that it's considered a lekicha. There's a mitzvah of lekicha, of taking dalet minim, taking, shaking, and taking dalet minim. So we would have thought that maybe that's not considered a lekicha at all. Kamash Manon, it is considered a lekicha, although you don't need to physically do a lekicha with your hand. If a person can't, he can do with the arm or any other way, that would be considered a lekicha as well. That's an interesting question. What about artificial arm, artificial hand? Yeah, interesting question. Interesting question. Okay. Now comes the famous and interesting shaila with regards to Oivel Asiyosan. We know all the brachas, there's halacha, we need to fulfill the mitzvah Oivel Asiyosan. You do the bracha, and immediately after doing the bracha, you fulfill the mitzvah. This is true for every Birkas HaMitzvahs. The problem is that when it comes to Dalet Minim, it's a little bit more challenging. Because there's a bit of a problem when it comes to Dalet Minim, which is, Medarak Bei Nafigle, the Gemara says in Sukkim Mem Aleph, that as soon as you have lifted up the Dalet Minim, you actually fulfill the mitzvah. So it's a catch-22 problem over here. Because as soon as you have lifted up Dalet Minim, you want to make the bracha, well, you've done the mitzvah already. So how do you fulfill this Oivel Asiyosan with regards to Dalet Minim? How do you fulfill it? And the poets can suggest a few ways. What's the most common one that most of us do?
You pick it up,
upside down. Now this is a very common, and put down in Rishonim, a very common solution that you do that as well. But there's a bit of a shadow about that as well. Not everybody agrees to that mahalach. Some feel that it's not appropriate to hold an esek and Dalet Minim the wrong way around. But it is the most common approach, and it's the least controversial of all. But we do have to appreciate that not all the poskim, it's not the preferred method for all the poskim. Let us see what the Shulchan Aruch teaches us over here in Sif Hei. Yevorech ha-Netilas Lulav, you make a brach ha-Netilas Lulav. Ve-Shechiyonu, and you also will make the Shechiyonu. Koidem Sheet la-Esek, before you take the Esek, Kedei in order, Shevorech over la-Asiyosan, in order you should make the brach over la-Asiyosan. Literally, over, passing la-Asiyosan to its fulfillment. Oy. Alternatively, what you could do is turn the esrik upside down until you make a bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chavav tells us where does that come from. Yavach esrik in Sifkot and Chavav, the Mishnah Berurah says, why does that work? Uketz lemalot, uketz goes up, the enu yoitz bazeh, you cannot be yoitz that way, te bein on derech kdei loson. The rule is, as we learned in Sif Beis, you only fulfill the mitzvah if all the dalet minim are facing the correct direction, are facing the way it grows. If you hold the uketz up, that's not the way the esrik grows, and therefore you can't fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, what we do is that most of us have the esrik up the wrong way around. You make a bracha, and then you turn it, and then you shake. Other options, which are discussed in the poskim, which is, the problem with that is that it's lacking in Oivel Asiyosan, according to many poskim. I know, but many poskim, it's true, but some poskim say it's not a preferred method because it's lacking in Oivel Asiyosan compared to, it's considered over the over. It's a bit too far away. It's just, yeah, because it's not, you want to have all dalet minim together. You're only going to fulfill the mitzvah when the fact that you're not holding them yet, that makes the over. It's like a stage in between. It is true. I've seen people who prefer not to have the esrik upside down, and they do it in the, I don't know if you have seen that. People who have the dalet minim on the table. I don't know if you have seen people doing that. I mean, one could hear where they're coming from. You put the dalet minim on the table and you hold them while it's on the table. And before you actually lift them up, you make the bracha. And they're holding them while it's on the table. You're holding them. And then you make a bracha and then you lift it up. It's a way to get around it, yeah.
Well, the minim need to be together.
It's a good question. It's a good question. The emissary is that, what? Right, right. So the answer is that Emma says, but yeah, but you'd be yotze without it as well. You'd be yotze as well. Even the zeh chazed, there's discussion about zeh, even if it's not simultaneous. So certainly, if it's separate, it's definitely, but yeah, but you may be yotze.
Is it just like turn the esrog up? So would that be called the maaser lekicha?
Why? How? Explain. I don't understand.
Lekicha means to take the minute. So really, you've taken three already. You've got the fourth one.
Now, the fact that you're holding it, that's the lekicha. Yeah, so that's leading to interesting machloikas, achroinim, and maybe rishoinim, which I didn't want to go into, but it's true that you're mentioning it, is what is actually the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to lift the dalet minim, or is the mitzvah to hold the dalet minim? The actual mitzvah of netilas lulav, is it to hold or to lift up? But I'll tell you what nafkamina, which is brought down in the Ochlaner and early poskim, they speak about the case that somebody's called the dalet minim before he lifted it up by night, before alois. And he's always so excited about the mitzvah. He can't wait. And he lifted up the aluminium before he was Alois HaShachar. And he's holding them. And then as soon as the light, as soon as Alois HaShachar or net or whatever, now makes the boch. Is that good enough or not? Do you actually lift, do you need to lift them up? Or the fact you're holding it, are you fulfilling the mitzvah? That leads us into a discussion.
Well, it's often what we do with the children. We place them into the children's hands.
That's right. That's right. That's got to do with it as well. Although it has to do with it. Correct. We're not necessarily obliged to make a lekicha. But the emes is that the shulmu elim to make a na'anua. So for that, definitely that the latest by then will fulfill the mitzvah. So that's with regards to that. There are others who, but that's the basic. There are others. There is one very poshut approach. I don't know what you think about that method. Is that we know that for the mitzvah de reise, we pasken that mitzvahs tzichas kavona. And never mind mitzvah tzichas and mitzvah entzichas kavona, but certainly if a person has got the positive thought and the positive kavona, I do not want to be yoyt to the mitzvah. You can have such a thought. I don't want to fulfill the mitzvah. Could you, in theory, do the lekicha, lifting it up? And I'm saying, I don't want to be yoyt to the mitzvah quite yet. I know I've lifted up, it would be halachically okay. But I positively think, I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah yet. I've got kavanah, what's brought in the poskim, because I'm so kavanah negative kavanah. I'm lifting up, I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah, and now I'm making the bracha, and as I complete my bracha, I'm having the kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah. Would that work, Rabbi Sam? Sounds good, Rabbi Isai?
Still, that's when you say Amen.
Yeah?
Still not
a lekicha. Yeah, but you can come on the neck this. If you blow the shofar and you say, I don't want to be yoyt to this mitzvah, would that work?
Then you wouldn't be yoyt, sir.
You wouldn't be yoyt, sir. Same here. Shmir, lekicha. You can have, according to most Rishonim, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to pass, that kavon the neck this works. Negative kavon works. According to that, it could be argued that's a mahalach as well.
The issue seems to be people will see you do it.
Yes, granted, and I think that's why many people don't do it. I think that's the main reason why people don't do that mahalach. The halachic issue work is because it looks a bit. People will think that you the person sitting next to you, he doesn't know that he doesn't. It's not visible and
say
yeah.
It out loud.
Pardon?
You say that out.
Right. It's just that people won't know. But that's something to keep in mind as well. Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah bottom line says the following. The bracha has to be said standing. When you make the bracha, when you shake that minim, you should be standing. However, but the ever the masa bracha began mitzvah miyushev yotza. If you sat whilst you made the bracha, whilst you fulfilled the mitzvah, you're still yotza b'di'evet. Rabbi said, what happens if a person shook that minim and then suddenly realized that he didn't make a bracha? So, how would you apply that with regards to dalet minim?
So, kol zman that you're
holding it,
then you are currently being mekayem mitzvah, then you can still make a bracha.
Even after halal?
If you put it down again, so you can't make the shechianim, why can't you make the other brachas?
You can make two brachas?
Why not?
Well, if you take dalet minim again, you can make a bracha again? Is that what you're saying, that you fulfill every time mitzvah, you can make a bracha again? Every time you lift up dalet minim, you can make a bracha?
No.
Right, so let's just get that point, the second point. Okay? The truth is that although you may be right that you are fulfilling a mitzvah when you're lifting up dalet minim again, you certainly can't make a bracha on that. You certainly can't. You certainly can only make one bracha per day. That's for sure. But your first point is correct, that you are fulfilling to some extent, to some extent, you're fulfilling the mitzvah every time you hold the bracha. And the raya, every time, as long as you hold that minim. The raya for that is what the Gemara says in the name, the Anshe Yerushalayim. The Gemara speaks Anshe Yerushalayim, the Yidin Yerushalayim, the Anshe Yerushalayim, very holy Yidin Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, they were holding that minim the whole day, basically. When they're going to shul, they're holding that minim. When they're going back from shul, everything. They said the whole day they were holding that minim. So it clearly implies that that you're fulfilling some sort of mitzvah whilst holding that minim. Now the Mishnah Takados Paskin says Kotn Chavav the following. If you didn't make a bracha, if you forgot to make a bracha kodem lekicha before you shook it, mevorech achar can still make a bracha. The whole gam hananua umina mitzvah. The words of the Mishnah is because the nanua is still also part of the mitzvah. Even if you forgot to make a bracha, it doesn't matter because shaking is also part of the mitzvah. And therefore you can still make a bracha. Oh, so it sounds like from this Mishnah Bura that after the nanua, after halal, if you realize, well, as you're putting it down, oh no, I forgot to make a bracha, and you're trying, and you're putting down that minim. It sounds like from this Mishnah Bura, you won't be able to make a bracha. It's a machlokes rishonim, and Mishnah Bura seems to paskin that the ikar mitzvah is the nanua, and after you won't be able to make a bracha. But there is clearly many poskim who disagree with that, and these poskim hold that as long as you hold dalet minim, even after halal, even after nanua, even afterwards, you could still make a bracha. So there are many poskim, but the Mishnah Bura is machmir here that after the nanua, you won't be able to make a bracha again.
Why does
that
mean
you have to go together?
But let's say for some reason you don't say halal.
Right.
You would still do nanua and just stand.
You would certainly.
I mean, the extra bits that they do.
It's very much an intrinsic part of the mitzvah, but you're quite right. You could make nanua without halal. Yeah, but once you've done the nanua, once you have done the nanua, is there any point of doing additional nanua? No, there's no such. The mitzvah is to make the anuim, and once you've passed halal, you've done the anuim, or without halal. But either way, once you've done the anuim,
why
what? The chachamim were misaken that there's an ikar mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is to fulfill the mitzvah once per day. That's the ikar mitzvah. So it's true that you can extend it, like you by matzah as well. Matzah is not a good raya, but like by so, yeah. Well, it's, that the chachamim were misaken the bracha on the ikar mitzvah. It's true that you can extend. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. And that's what Takamot Ramos says over here. Achas b'yoyim, and you only make a bracha once, but the afal pishim noit loy kam upon, although you take it numerous times. Mishnah Berurah says of Yensif Kotten Chavches kam upon lehidu mitzvah keminig Anshe Yerushalayim kedisa b'gemora hidu mitzvah. Just talking briefly about Anshe Yerushalayim, do we fulfill Anshe Yerushalayim still? I mean, now we sing the Mishnah Berurah black and white. He says there's an inyan of being mahadah. There is a, you're beautifying the mitzvah by holding dalet minim a bit longer. Is there any? Are we fulfilling? Is there any way we can fulfill Anshe Yerushalayim these days? Any way we can fulfill Anshe Yerushalayim?
Is that fulfilled in halal or is
the halal? Halal is before. That's before Anshe Yerushalayim. Anshe Yerushalayim is beyond that, beyond halal.
Take him to the office, would
he? Pardon? Take to the office, definitely. Yeah, that's it. Would be if somebody can do that. Yes, you can only do it once, I suppose. yeah. If you can, yeah. So some people, you've seen there is people in Yerushalayim, many people in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, people are makabit, they walk home from shul and they hold dalet minim still. If you live in Yerushalayim, yeah, people are able to do that. I don't know if here, people just saw, I think that Anshe Yerushalayim is also fulfilled. I saw in some poskim that Anshe Yerushalayim is fulfilled if you keep, at least to some extent, if you hold dalet minim still during Kaddish, after you can hold it still for a bit long, for this half a minute, this additional half a minute, to some extent you're still fulfilling Anshe Yerushalayim. So everybody according to his own, if it's possible to hold it a bit longer, you're still fulfilling to some extent Anshe Yerushalayim, which is the Hidu Mitzvah.
So it has to be biyodu.
Yes, it has to be biyodu. No, because if they're not together, you have chitzitza and you have other problems which will be affecting it. See, Vav, lo yivarech sheichyonu b'shas asiyas lulav. You will not make the bracha of sheichyonu b'shas asiyas when you're preparing the lulav. Elo b'shas netilosoi, only when you shake it. And that's exactly what we do. Im also save zan, im also base yad. If you had some sort of holder, v'nosen ba lulav v'notloi, and you put the lulav in as some sort of holder, and extend it some, yeah, v'notloi, and you shook the lulav, shapidom, it's okay. Although you didn't actually shake it directly, it was more indirect, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. The lekicha ledidova, achashma lekicha, indirect holding is considered, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Ubelvad sheder kovet, as long as there's a kovet element in it, you're doing it in derech kovet. It has to be in a kovet, respectful way. Avelim ein derech kovet, but if it's not in a respectful way, kagon such as shenos nalul bekli, you put it in some sort of box, and now you're shaking the box. Then not lo yotzam. So at the point being that it's a derech kovet, if it's in a respectful way, you'll be fulfilling the mitzvah. Although it's not actually holding physically the lulav, it's indirectly. You're shaking it indirectly. The koshiklach. Well, the koshiklach is that called the kicha ledov acha. The kicha ledov acha is indirect. That you are doing something which is it's indirectly. This is not. You're actually holding the lulav. Lekicha ledov acha is if you're holding something which is holding up the lulav. It's an indirect shaking as opposed to a koshiklach which you're actually holding in your hand. Does that make sense?
Instead of holding it actually.
Yeah, it is. Now the Shulchan Aruch now goes into another topic, which is the topic of chatzitza. If you put a shmata around the lulav, or you put a shmata around your hand, and I'll tell you where it's very noigea. You put something around your hand, and that's how you're shaking it. Yesh oim de lo yotza, some said not yotza. Again, the two cases are: you're putting a towel around the lulav, and that's how you're shaking it. Or you're putting a towel around your hand, and that's how you're shaking the lulav. Yesh oim, some say do not yotze. Look what the Miramar says over here. V'noagu lahachmir. The chumra is lehasir, to remove a tefillin. You remove the tefillin, v'tabois miyodom, and the rings from the hand. In the Miramar's times, like in most kufas of history, men also had rings. Not only, but yes. Yeah, also, yeah. With tabos miyod had rings, with tabos miyod, you should remove them. The Rama said, remove your tefillin, remove your rings. Aval medina in lochosh, but la locha, you don't have to worry about it. Hoel v'ein kaliyat mechusse bohen. Since not the whole hand is covered, it's okay, but lechatchila, the chumre is, remove your tefillin, remove your rings, and that's how you shake it. So again, just recap. You should, because of chatzitza, remove. Don't have a towel around the lulav. Don't have a towel around your hand, because it's considered chatzitza. You should also, continues the Rama, remove your rings and remove your tefillin. But the Eved, if you didn't remove your rings or your tefillin, it's still okay, because it doesn't cover the majority of your hand. But if you would cover your majority of your hand, it would be a problem. That's what the Rama paskens. Yeah.
Do you have to take off a plaster?
Beautiful. That would be my next question. Taking after your father with you. The question about plasters. Plasters, I always said, you have to remove a plaster.
Stomach not.
Why not?
Why? You should.
Oh, you're saying until that's a dime you should.
Even until it's time, I would.
No, when you try to your
head. Yeah, correct.
If you've got a gaping cut in your hand, it's going to get infected. You take your plaster.
Doesn't matter. You say you have to do it.
So plasters are by the side. Did you take a plaster off?
Depends on the cut.
Why is that?
I'd imagine if it's something that needs to be closed, and it's life or death, it's going to be closed.
Right. Okay, so, I wasn't referring to that kind of, I'm talking about more the kind of, yeah. No, you need to have. The chatzitza we're talking about over here is a problem in the netila, in the lekicha. That you need to do a lekicha proper, and chatzitza with mafsik between your hand, your meiser, and the dalet minim. Why is that? Correct. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says mamash that. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that with regards to a plaster. He said that it's actually okay. He says a real problem would only be if it's covering the majority of the hand. Majority. It doesn't cover the majority of the hand. The chumrah is only something which would apply for something which is chshivas. The chumrah of the Rama, which says that you should remove your rings and your tefillin, it's only if it has chshivas. A plaster hasn't got chshivas. It's bottle, it's tuffel, and therefore you don't have to take the plasters away. You don't have to take plasters away. You don't have to take plasters away, and you can shake that at minimum. It's not considered chatzitza. I told Akuntub Shlomo Zalman. Yeah.
The loch of chatzitza, is it
chumra? No. Well, here, if it's less than the majority of the hand.
Are you yotze with the chatzitza?
which is covering the majority of your hand?
Yeah.
No.
So if you have a cast on, you're not getting...
Correct. Cast is a good shayla. And again, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman discusses cast, and that is a very serious shayla. That is a very serious shayla. If it doesn't, if it's a very serious shayla, as to whether you could make a brocha when a person wears a cast. Yeah.
Women need to set their rings up, because women still wear rings, and if a woman wants to make... Well, she's not really yikuyu, so does she need to worry about taking off rings?
What do you think? Since it's a chumrah, there's certainly a serious tzad.
If it's going to be machmer to take lulav and asrig anyway, so maybe I'll go the whole hog.
Right. What I can say that Abshalom Zalman is Abshalom Zalman's grandchildren report that in Abshalom Zalman's house the women did not remove the rings. The women did not remove the rings by Abshalom Zalman's house. So I suppose that's the answer.
Yeah.
Abshalom Zalman did not. Abshalom Zalman's wife and daughters did not.
Yeah, but
when they shook the aluminium. Yeah. Why is that? Not sure what you're referring to. Then it's considered. I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that. I don't know what you're referring to. I'm not sure. The Mishnah Berurah, just to finish off with this, an important Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Dalet. Mishnah Berurah speaks about via Nagu, and Mishnah Berurah says that there is V'shem Ari Kosu Shivorich Tchile B'Sukkah L'Lulav, the famous Ari that many people fulfill, that one should try to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Minim in the Sukkah prior to davening. So the Ari is quoted here in the Mishnah Berurah that before davening, Tei Dalet Minim, go to the Sukkah, make the bracha there in the Sukkah Davka, and then afterwards you can do the rest of the Anuim B'Halal in Shul. This is the Ramah, this is what the Mishnah Berurah paskens over here. Many are cholek, but this is what the Mishnah Berurah paskens over here in the name of the Ari. The question that I heard once from my Shver asked once the Shail, and I don't know what the answer is really. What happens if it's raining? It's very, you know, yeah. Is there any point, according to the Ari, to go into the Sukkah when it's raining? Is there any point? If it's drizzling, is there any point to fulfill this Ari when it's raining a little bit? It's a good Shail. Yeah, it's true. There is this Shoenim that hold that it might not be considered apostle. Yeah. Yeah, so maybe that's a tzad. Maybe. Yeah.
Is there more
heder
to
daven
in the
sukkah? Why is that? The reason why the Ari holds to do dalet minim in the sukkah is to be surrounded by mitzvah. There's a strong connection, al pi kabbalah, it seems, so between mitzvah dalet minim and the sukkah.
Be surrounded by mitzvahs when you daven.
Yeah, but not. It's true. But there seems to be something about doing dalet minim in the sukkah. Some more important connection. Okay, that's what we got. But again, all the poskim are machmir not to do dalet minim in the sukkah. They're all because of todeh v'sheino todeh. One should dafke. Moshe is a tshuva about it. One should dafke do the mitzvah dalet minim after davening, because todeh v'sheino todeh todeh koidem. Once you dafke do it after shachris, before musa, because of todeh v'sheino todeh todeh koidem, you won't be able to do dalet minim according to those poskim before davening. And that's why some poskim don't pass like the Ari. Yeah. Yeah. The answer to that is because, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, but I think the answer is because it's so closely connected, because the Halel, because the mitzvah of Halel is connected to Halel and Dalet Minim are connected, so therefore that would override the Todeh. Yeah. No, but it's a good point. Yeah. Okay.